Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today is circumcision plus Tom's new iPhone and the Bat Signal. It's all coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. How many times has this happened to you? You're thirsty and you need and want water, but you're miles and miles away from water. There's no water anywhere. Introducing my new Mazing powdered water. It's small, simple, and convenient.
Oh, yeah?
Just carry a packet of Mazing powdered water with you anytime you don't have room for a stick-up faucet. Then, if you need water fast, simply open the bucket, pour the contents into a glass like this, and just add water. Cool, clear water in seconds, and it's just that easy.
Wow.
And it's only $29.95 for 3 2-ounce packages of amazing powdered water that make up to, now get this, folks, up to 5 gallons of pure mountain stream water from the glaciers of Scandinavia. Yeah.
Scandinavian glacier water not verified in American tap water may be substituted in some powder packets. 5 gallons of water must be added to reconstitute the full 5 gallons of powdered water.
Folks, can you ever have enough water? I say no. So order in the next 5 minutes, and I'll throw in 2 more 3-packs for free, plus $59.95 shipping and handling. That's a great deal, but wait. When you order 4 3-packs of my 2-ounce pack packets, along with the previous order of the 3 3-pack packets for only a total of $269.95, I'm going to send you a complimentary gift set of my wildly popular home entertainment accessory item designed specifically for your guests who happen to be nudists.
Yeah?
Scrotum coasters. Just drop them and forget them.
Yeah.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We got a letter from Frank in Alabama that has been, even though he is a man of a certain age.
I can't imagine why he would be medically trying to,
he says
have
his,
to get a circumcision.
His urologist is suggesting that he get circumcised. He's concerned about the pain factor. A guy that I know had this done, and he said it was a little bit painful, but hey, you got to put up with some
Why
pain.
Did the guy you knew have to have it done as an adult?
He never went into any details.
Wasn't it fashion? His pants?
Like chronic UTIs?
His pants fit better?
Oh,
I bet so.
Maybe his pants did fit better.
Doc, I don't like this bulge.
So I was wondering if there was an effect with respect to catching STDs or STIs.
Yes.
And there is actually 50 to 60% less likely to acquire HIV. through heterosexual intercourse, according to some statistics here. And syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia, circumcision does not provide clear protection. But there you go. So I'm not sure if what this has to do with our friend Frank, but I do know that you mentioned, who mentioned this? I think Mr. Godwin mentioned Elvis was famously uncircumcised.
Yeah, Elvis, yeah.
Which was the inspiration for the song "Burnin' Love."
Well, I'd like I'd like to see some documentation on this. Well,
it's in all the books.
It's in all
Elvis's
the books.
Penis.
Elvis's penis.
I am Elvis. I'm Joe's body, and I'm Elvis's penis. I have fever.
All right. Yeah.
Anyone else?
I do.
That fever.
Love the fever.
Eartha Kitt once gave me fever.
Did she?
I got the fever.
Oh, Pat, you guys, you've got beaver fever, right?
Always.
Oh.
Okay. Didn't Eartha Kitt...
Speaking of 70s throwbacks.
Eartha Kitt was on Batman as Catwoman.
Yes.
One of them.
Right.
And she used to make this...
Hot.
And she tried to... She tried to grab Batman and try to seduce him. And
imprinted a little, did it?
I happened to be in a part of our city last Saturday. There was a bat signal. Have you seen this?
No.
Yes. I was out and about Saturday night and saw the bat signal above a big building.
What?
Yes.
Was it on the clouds or on the on a building?
It was in the cloud. I mean, it was coming off the building.
Because,
so.
You know...
The reason Batman isn't in San Diego, what do you shoot it at?
Well, that's the reason why Spider-Man isn't out on a farm somewhere. There's no tall buildings to stick webs to.
You jump off the silo. Those things are like 80 stories.
You farmers are on your own.
Okay.
Yes.
It was cloudy.
Do we have the technology to project a logo onto the moon?
The moon?
I say we do.
I mean, how far away are from you? Look up there, and there's an Apple logo.
I say we do.
That's funny.
Hey, boy, iPhone 17.
How far are we away from that?
Oh, and by the way,
what?
Uh-oh.
A private note. Will you stop texting me stuff about your new phone that's coming? I'm trying not to get the new one.
It's not coming.
You got a new one?
Got it right
I got the first phone call.
Son of a... Will you stop it?
Yeah, I called.
Hey, Pat got the first phone call.
I thought you were going to get
nothing.
One.
He said nothing.
Well, it turned out that my other phone was defective, so I had to get a new one.
Really? Is that right? Did it have skin cancer? You had to cover it with a cowboy hat?
Liar.
What happened there?
Like,
you
no
just
way.
Lied to our faces.
How does your phone give
me that? Why don't you just say,
new.
I wanted the new iPhone? Why won't you say that?
Because I'm a baby.
Why?
You don't have to lie to us.
No, actually, no. In all truth, my buddy Douglas was setting me up with this thing. It's got a better camera. I've got little girls. I got to get good pictures.
For God's sake, how good can
I'm surprised you haven't hired a professional photographer to follow you around.
No,
Joe.
I've thought of a family.
That's not a bad idea.
I got some good pictures at the soccer game.
The guy could be your photographer, a dresser, and a driver. The whole thing, man.
Of my two littlest girls, one constantly refuses to ever photograph taken.
Yeah.
I guess she's sick of it, but no. While he was transferring, he goes, the one that I had from before was defective.
You had to have someone transfer your information to the new phone.
You couldn't do it yourself.
Why should I?
It's always bad.
You ever had a salesperson tell you that the one you currently have is defective?
No. I'd already bought it.
This thing here, the phone you had was defective. You know, my mother bought the same phone. It's unbelievable.
It was moving real slow.
She only uses it on Sundays.
This thing's great. It's fun.
You can do that at home by yourself. You know, it's really easy.
You know something? I'm busy.
It's less work.
It's very user friendly.
To drive to the Apple Store.
Literally,
you do not have to do this.
You order it, they bring it to your house, right, Chick?
Yep. You put your new phone
next to your old phone. Boom.
You take a picture with your old phone of the new phone.
Yes, I'm already out.
And you
this is too complicated.
There's a fuzzy.
My old phone was defective. That's why Douglas fixed it for me. Mm-hmm. Next.
Did he say anything about maybe you needed an oil change or an oil filter on your car, too?
It's funny because he tried to sell me an air filter for my phone after he was done.
I forgot this. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Strunk.
I'll give you a daisy, a day.
Boy,
this was a hit?
Oh, monster hit.
Yep.
What year?
70-something?
Somebody was listening to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
He might have come
to just like
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band or something.
Yeah. They would walk down the street
in the evening.
And the wait, hang on a second. Can you, does someone die during the song?
Oh, yeah. Dead or in hell.
And but it's only so he's bringing a daisy to the grave?
A daisy a day.
That's exactly right.
Oh, God. What a...
Well, he's grieving. He's going through the mourning
process. All right. Well, yesterday we missed that. So.
Was yesterday.
How could you not remember it?
Everybody sing this next part. And what's he saying here?
It's nonsense. Hadiada or something.
Party on.
Sorry, I remember that part. What's he saying?
Party on.
It's party on.
I thought he was just saying badia.
It's badia. It's some
party
sort of.
On.
It's party on. I'm
Come
with
on,
you, Christy.
Thank you, Jeff.
I think he's just going. Well,
you know what? That's the wonderful thing about art. It's what it is to you.
Yes.
Enjoy
yes.
it. Yes.
That's wrong. it says right here, it's badia.
Badia.
Oh, by the way.
But if you like saying party on, I say party on.
Party on.
I am going to say party
Good.
On.
Good.
You know, the Cowboys lost.
Always will.
And lost yesterday, a high profile loss. Jerry Jones isn't pleased. And I think if we turn up where he's still having a news conference.
Yeah. He was having a press conference?
He was right. He saved up a few things, but he did have them really ready to play.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. If this team will continue because of the, in my mind, the skill level and the
Well, you can hear breakfast
level,
being served in the
We'll continue to improve.
We got he's still talking.
Yeah. On defense.
When did this start?
Yesterday about, I don't know, 4:30?
Is this, how many questions? This is like the second or third question.
He's more than happy
In fact,
there.
He hasn't even been asked a question.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that odd? Look what time it is. It's this now. Hang on.
Am I supposed to tell you what time it is?
Stupid world record.
A Georgia man, an American Georgia man.
Yeah.
Not the Ruskies. Has broken a Guinness World Record with his sock collection.
Is that right?
No, it's amazing.
Is it?
You should see a picture of this thing.
Well, that's the only way.
Does he have crew socks, ankle socks? What kind of socks?
Every kind of socks. There he is.
Every kind of socks.
Sweet baby.
They got a picture of him in a gymnasium, and the floor is covered in socks.
Do they have to be a pair, or can it just be one sock?
Does it have to be a pair?
I think he's got a special pile of from the dryer of the Solo socks.
There you go.
Now, when you find a Solo sock in your dryer, and by the way, hats off to Jerry Seinfeld for discussing this. Do you save it in case the other one ever turns up again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
because the other one always, it tends
it shows
to.
Yeah.
Nine out of 10 times it shows up.
When I had kids, we just had a basket, and they went in the basket, and they would wear them. They mismatched socks all the time.
Yeah.
They never
kids don't care anymore, right?
Socks
at all. They don't care about nothing.
There's a really funny standing up comedian who wears different color socks on each day. It's
really
funny. He's funny.
That's how you know.
It was great for me. I didn't have to fold socks.
It doesn't look like a ton of socks to me.
No, it doesn't. Rex J. Pumphrey. That's Pumphrey. Humphrey, but with a P.
Hmm.
The second officially has the world's largest sock collection with 1,165 unique pairs.
Mm, unique.
All right. I think I have more than that. Mr. Pumphrey stores them in a custom-built dresser and says each pair tells a story.
And we're going to hear those stories.
Right now.
All week.
Do you fold your socks, roll your socks?
Yeah, how do you do the socks?
Roll them.
Roll them?
You got to roll them.
Roll them. Oh, my husband will not allow me to roll them.
Ball them up.
I matched socks for an entire movie last week. I made
what?
It through two. I matched socks for two straight hours. That's how many pairs of socks we have in our house.
Have you made the jump in the sock world? There's a left sock and a right sock?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to go left sock, right sock. It's a whole different ballgame. Your feet are so different. If you're wearing the same sock on both, if you're not wearing a left sock on your left foot and a right sock on the right, it's going to lead to problems.
What company provides this?
You're going to lead to problems.
Where do you get those?
I put them both together, fold once in the dresser.
That's how I ended up.
Now, is this
how you lose them?
Wait a second. I'm not even a folder anymore.
What?
With my dress,
Aren't they crusty enough? You can just stick them together and put them in.
My
t-shirt.
Oh, I
forgot.
Made it clear.
I forgot you're a t-shirt guy. Not a sock jacker.
A hefty load. I don't even fold them anymore. My dress socks all fold because they're a little longer. But I have ankle socks. I just put them together, and then each pair I alternate.
Oh,
where
look
the
at
toe
you!
Is.
Oh.
So I just rip.
Oh, my life is a breeze.
You just love being single.
I'm in the catbird seat.
The only thing you're missing is taking a picture of each folded sock to do the reconciliation once a month and make sure, where are we on socks?
And then when I wash socks and I have some still in the drawer, the newly cleaned socks, I take the remaining socks that are still in the drawer, and I put them on top of the new socks so that the cycle is even.
Hang on. Can you hang on a second? Hang on. Okay. Mr. Pumphrey says...
Don't you guys feel a little... You want to wash everything evenly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever... Even fade. Get in a pinch and re-wear socks that you wore yesterday?
Let's say tomorrow morning I'm going to go fishing. I may wear yesterday's socks, yes. Because I'm not going to
dog walk.
Now, when you pick them up, can you tell which one you had in your right foot or your left foot by the way they're kind of...
If you have a little R on your right sock and a little L on your left sock, you'll never question it.
What brand
has... I'd rather not say until they come to me and say, we would like to sponsor your
then
sports
stuff. My ski socks are that way.
Thank you, Tom.
How about your sailing socks? You have sailing socks?
The last
no, but I have sailing shoes. As in the words of Lowell George, put on your sailing shoes.
For little feet. And Mr. Pumphrey has many options to choose from. Oh, there are examples.
Okay.
Cereal brands TV shows, sports teams, and festive holiday prints.
I love this stuff.
Instruments, currencies, his favorite foods, and even some of the tried and true classic designs like... tartan or polka dots.
Now, Jeff Oskey is here with us, very fine comedian. Jeffrey, do you know which president was a sock guy? Famously wore...
Don't be fooled by Bill Clinton because he had a cat named Socks.
He did. That's what the cat's name.
And he played sax, so don't get confused.
Yeah, don't get confused there.
Ready? Go.
FDR.
Nope.
That's funny.
Because he didn't need him.
Woodrow Wilson. Is it Woody?
No. It's way more recent.
Oh, Obama.
Nope. The elder George Bush.
Oh.
Sock guy.
He's not wearing any socks now, is he?
Well, I don't know. And what is that? Why did you ruin it by going there? My God.
I'm sure he was buried in socks.
No, people are often buried barefoot.
Oh, really?
I think it's good luck to be buried.
I want to be buried shod. Don't you guys?
Do you have shoes picked out?
How soon?
I think it's good luck. Dress shoes, sneakers.
Oh, you mean like later? Not right now.
Okay, I think it's good luck to a shoeless, bare feet, and a coin on each between each toe.
That's probably as weird as that is. That's undoubtedly the tradition.
Well, you want the ferryman
culture.
Ferryman.
You don't want to be going.
You have 10 cents. We gotta
get into the River of Styx and not have any cash
that's
on.
Right.
All right.
Well, now I see the coins in your eyes, but where are your toe coins?
Where's the toe coin?
We can't let you in.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't Venmo.
Let's get the guys here who are prepared. Toe coins this way.
Wait a minute. Read the last paragraph.
Of the sock guy?
This is great. Listen to what he says. I love this guy.
Why?
This is a quote from Rex J. Pumphrey.
This guy's a cool guy. And by the way, you know why he started this?
Because he likes shoes.
He's a shoe guy like you are.
Okay.
And you're the only one in here who, maybe except for me, that knew about left and right socks.
When I open those drawers each morning, Rex says, I'm not just choosing socks. I'm choosing a tiny adventure.
What a great way to look at life. That's how I feel about my underwear.
He's delirious. A burst of creativity, a moment of joy. And honestly, what's better than starting every day with something that makes you smile?
It's a great story.
Well, that's
you
fine.
Hopeless, pathetic jerk.
Wait a minute. How do you decide what shoes you're going to wear every day?
It's tough.
Brings you joy, doesn't it?
I had to switch today because the ones I had on were squeaking too much.
Now, you do it the night before, right? You're a night before guy?
I don't want you knowing anything about
it. I know a lot. I know way too much about you already.
No, way too much. I think you're mistaken in a lot of areas.
Really? So you put the shoes on this morning.
Yeah, and I walked around and goes, and it reminded me of you two walking through here, especially you with your squeaky shoes. Remember
what
that?
What makes them do that? I don't know. So frustrating.
Well, these, of course, are brand new.
I think they recognize superior intelligence.
I agree. Yeah,
well, then that doesn't explain mine squeaking, because I'm a dumbass. A lonely dumbass. Right, Tom?
A dumbass that's alone. There's a distinction. You're not lonely. You've got your TV and
that's
DoorDash.
That's right, and my doggies.
And your doggies and your cool little car.
That's right.
All right. You're doing great. We have...
Did you hear that? Tom said I'm doing great.
That means you're doing great, then.
Thank you, Tom.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.